I think the Malian government came to the conclusion that they can't organize election because half of the territory is occupied by the rebels. Any election that you organize without including that part of the territory, it means that you accept that that is no longer part of your country. You know, cities of Gao and Tombuctu these days are completely blocked by the rebel. Even planes cannot go in those cities because they will be shut down. Two planes were shut down. So I think the security problem is explaining the decision. But what is worrying is that that decision came without telling us when will be the next date. It seems to mean that it's indefinitely postponed, and which is really worrisome. And I don't know what ECOWAS can do in this particular context, because any kind of sanction will be meaningless for ECOWAS.
Talking about ECOWAS, do you think that the way ECOWAS dealt with the coup in Niger and Guinea has emboldened the military leaders to continue the way they are going?
Well, I think on Niger, the way ECOWAS tried to deal with the situation has put ECOWAS in a difficult position because now they can't go for military action. They are still negotiating, but the negotiations are so too long to really finalize any agreement. And without that agreement, ECOWAS cannot move towards the next stage. What can you say against other states where your conversation with Niger is not yet conclusive? That's the dilemma that ECOWAS is now in.
Let's talk about the representation of these military leaders at the just concluded United Nations General Assembly. What do you make of the way Guinea represented, I would say, the military leaders in West Africa?
They're taking advantage of the new context of international relation. The context being that now countries are trying to tell to the northern parts of the world that they need to respect them, they need to take them seriously, and we need to have a more democratic relationship at the international level. So they're taking advantage of that particular context to now promote themselves, because what the president of Guinea did is just to tell Europeans that the way that you are trying to put that in democracy is not our way. And it's a joke, because at the same time, these are the same people who will be talking to ECOWAS about how to organize election, how to have a new constitution, which are the different aspects of the democratic system that they are trying to build in Guinea. I think this is just...
So it seems to me West Africa should expect, or Africa should expect, that these military leaders might stay around for a long time.
If ECOWAS failed to deal with the situation in Niger, because if they deal with the situation in Niger in a more effective way, it will be change of rhetoric in the other three countries. Definitely, yes.
That is very interesting, because we do not know, although there's some, in terms of the relation between France and the military junta in Niger, we do not know what happens to Bazoum.
Well, Bazoum is still in his house. So far, he's talking to many people. Even yesterday, President Macron said that they had a conversation. And also, he had a conversation with Macky Sall. But the problem is, he can't move. And to me, Bazoum, after 2 months, Bazoum can no longer be a president in Niger. Maybe now what people will negotiate is to the release of Bazoum. But I don't see Bazoum coming back and taking over power.
So do you think he's being used as a scapegoat or a prisoner, perhaps?
A hostage, yes. Definitely, yes.